are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy spring break. A lot of you guys, this is a very, very happy time for many of you. For a lot of us parents, we're like, oh, gosh, we're worried, right? I mean, I'm already sick of the kids. My kids have been home now, right, one day of school already, and I'm done. I'm ready for them to go back to school. We did a quick trip to Los Angeles. We go to Los Angeles a lot, very quick trip. And, you know, it's interesting because I live in Vegas, and most people go to Vegas on a weekend. So we always get to escape traffic. We're always going the opposite direction. So driving back yesterday, you saw just the lines of cars and the traffic from Vegas to Prim, which is state line. Vegas is about 30, 40 miles from the border of California. And then, you know, you're all excited you're in California, but then you got another about 3 hours, 40 minutes to go. So, you saw, and the poor truckers out there, I don't know how you truckers do it. I mean, you're sitting there just trying to do your job, but you have all the spring breakers or all the people, you know, on vacation or taking a quick jaunt to Vegas, sitting there clogging up traffic, and you're just trying to do your job. That's got to be tough. I don't know how you guys do it. But I'm glad you guys come to Vegas. We need you spending money in Vegas. It gives me a job. All right, I hope you guys didn't lose a lot. I hope you had a good time. But spring break can be pretty scary. And the reason why is you'll hear about abductions. You'll hear about assaults. You'll hear about kids getting drunk and then falling out of buildings. So it's a very, very nervous time for those of us parents. So pretty quickly, many websites and many, companies, I know that's not the best word for it, have some quick spring break tips for all of you that seem to like to go a little bit crazy with spring break. I get it. You know, spring, it's very interesting. Springtime, you get a little burned out. I'm more energized September to December. I don't know if it's just me. I just love the holidays. I love Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I am a huge fall type person. By the spring, I'm tired. My allergies are kicking in. I just feel burned out. And you shouldn't, because the spring is the part of the year that should be energizing. But I don't look at the year as starting in January. I look at the year as starting in September. I've been a student most of my life. So even now, being a doctor, and now with my kids being students, you just look at the year starting in September and then ending in August. So by the fall, by the spring, I'm kind of burned out. So spring break for me, yeah, you would think it would be a little bit of rejuvenation, etc., but I'm broke by the time spring comes. I still haven't paid off Christmas. I still haven't paid off summer vacation last year, and I got to save up for the Dr. Dahlia cruise that's coming up in June. So for me, no. All we get to do is do a quick drive out to L.A., and that's about it. That's my spring break. All right, but anyway, make sure you know your surroundings. Spring break, a lot of times people will go down to Mexico, or they'll go to Florida, or they'll go someplace warm with the beach, etc. But just know where you're staying. Know where you're at. You know, you'll look for places online and go, oh, my gosh, that place looks beautiful. And then you find out that the place you're staying at isn't waterfront, isn't beachfront, and could be in a very dangerous part of town. Make sure you know where you're going. Have a contact where you're going to. Know the area. If not, try to do a scouting trip before you go. But I think a lot of people make the mistakes of, you know, let's go to a new place and they don't know where they're going. All right, always carry emergency cash. Maybe keep it in your sock. Bra, everybody keeps things in their bra. I don't like keeping it in the bra. I don't like the paper cuts. And my cash is usually coins. Doesn't work. But make sure you have cash on you. I always tell girls, don't walk around with purses. I know everybody likes to have purses. They think they all look all good and they swing, etc. Fanny pack. You're less likely to be held up wearing a fanny pack than having one of those dangly purses. Make sure you have a buddy system, especially you boys out there. You could have a bro that you hang out with. All right. It's still masculine. You could have a bro, a buddy. Don't need to be walking around alone, especially drunk. You're going to get mugged. Trust your instincts. If something is telling you something's not right, you need your spidey sense. No reason to be alone. If one of your friends gets drunk and goes off with another guy and leaves you alone, that puts you in danger. Okay? Make sure you're not partying with someone who's a hoochie mama. Okay? I understand what the guys, what do they say, bros before hoes? Is that what they say? And I guess the guys say they're going to always kind of, you know, double up and, or, you know, they won't leave another guy behind. I don't know if that's true with guys, but with girls, it's not true. I mean, girls, you have somebody that, you know, flirts with you. My friends were history. I didn't care. So keep in mind, if you're going to be going with somebody that decides to just go off and leave you in the dust, right, because they could get a little lovey-dovey, I would say make sure you have a third or fourth person. Just prepare for that. Remember to not accept drinks. This is when the date rape drug is used pretty rampantly. People like to drug each other's drugs. They got nothing better to do. Who knows? Don't leave your drink unattended. Always open up your own drink. Pour your own drink. And try to get your own drinks in bottles. Bottles are less difficult to tamper with than others, okay? And then they also say when you're running around, don't have your headphones on, okay? You know, Mayor Bloomberg now wants to address headphones. You know, I don't know if he wants to run for president, what he's doing now. But he's got a point with the headphones, okay? Those of you walking around with headphones, you have no idea if a car has jumped the curb. You have no idea if there's a fight breaking out behind you. You just don't know. And you want to be aware of your surroundings. Now, some of you, one of you had brought up a couple years ago that if you want to look like an innocent bystander and just kind of look like you're doing your own thing, to keep the earphones in. Because if you look like you saw what happened, you're going to then go and get beat up, etc. Okay, well then once you do that, if you think you want the facade, if you're doing your own thing and going about your day, then have the headphones in, but the music off, so you could still hear. So if something's going on, you're just like, well, I just listen to my music, whatever. You don't know what's going on, but you really do. Okay, make sense? Okay, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. We have the ways dinosaurs had sex, coffee protecting against liver disease, salt linked to autoimmune diseases. This is a juicy show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 22nd, 2013. Gold opens this morning at $16,1050. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,50.87, $8,25.44 for a half ounce, or $4,12.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,50.87, $8,25.44, and $4,12.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
you've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so they say coffee could protect against liver disease in alcohol drinkers. They say guys who drink alcohol can actually protect against liver damage if they drink coffee. This is according to a study in Finland from the University of Tampere. They say our findings suggest a possible protective effect for coffee intake in alcohol consumers. They looked at 19,000 Finnish men and women. Finnish. Between 25 and 74, asked them about their coffee and alcohol consumption. They also checked their liver enzyme, the gamma-glutamyl transferase, your GGT enzyme. Some of you have it checked on your routine panel, some of you don't. When you drink alcohol, your GGT rises in the blood. Over time, drinking can cause alcoholic liver disease. You start to get fatty deposits around the liver. You could start to get scarring of the liver, cirrhosis. Some of you say, well, wait a second. My liver enzymes are good, so my liver's fine. Sometimes if your liver is diseased, it doesn't have the ability to make the extra enzymes. So the enzymes is just one marker. But usually people with liver disease will have higher levels of this GGT. So they looked at men in the study who consumed more than 24 alcoholic drinks per week. Wow, that's over three a day, three and a half a day. They have the highest level of the liver enzyme. Now, it's about 3 times higher, the enzyme, than men who didn't drink alcohol. So the enzymes seem to correlate with the amount of alcohol. If you drank 3 times more than the average man, your levels were about 3 times more. But among the men who were heavy drinkers, those who also drank 5 or more cups of coffee a day showed a 50% reduction in that GGT than those who didn't drink coffee. In women, didn't really see much between coffee and the GGT. So what does that mean? Does it mean if you drink coffee, you're going to lower the liver enzyme? Now, does the high liver enzyme hurt? Yes, it could. Okay, remember, enzymes are supposed to be within the liver cell, doing what it needs to do. When the liver cell, when the enzyme is high in the blood, that tells us the liver is either overproducing or your liver cells are dying. And if your liver cells are dying, then the liver enzymes are higher in the blood. That's why we talk a lot about liver enzymes on the show. Many of you will say you had your life insurance, you had a blood screen, or you went to the doctor, you had a blood screen, and your liver enzymes are up. What does that mean? All right, well, to me, what a liver enzyme means is the cell was probably insulted. Something happened to the cell such that enzymes had leaked into the blood. You have normal amounts of circulating enzymes. Your liver, you know, rejuvenates itself. Liver cells come and go all the time. They're born and they die. And the contents of liver cells circulate in the blood. So there are normal levels that we found that on average you will have. But when it comes to your having a jump, then we assume something's hurting the liver. Whether it's alcohol, whether it's acetaminophen and Tylenol, whether it's ibuprofen, naproxen, painkillers that you take, pain relievers, anti-inflammatory, steroids. That's why I warned you guys over the weekend about the steroid shots for allergies. Because these steroid shots for allergies can, you know, insult the liver, etc. So we look at what could be irritating the liver. Now, some of you say, Doc, I have a fatty liver. So I guess the fat is doing it. Okay, well, is it the fat or is it what's making the fat? Okay, we don't know for sure. But fatty deposits in the liver hurt the liver. Now, one thing that does make fatty deposits in the liver is alcohol. One thing is diabetes. Something making you diabetic. So maybe it's the high fructose corn syrup. Maybe it's all the carbohydrates you're eating. Maybe it's the lack of exercise. So a variety of things could hurt the liver. Now, speaking of exercise, some of you will work out in the morning. You'll be fasting. So you go to the doctor, nurse practitioner, PA, you get your blood drawn. You get your blood drawn after you work out, and the liver enzymes are through the roof. Well, your liver enzymes, again, sometimes with exercise, that can do it too. Very easy to determine if your liver enzymes are up because of exercise. We have you stop exercise. You know, we run something called an aldolase, which if that's high, that could also tell us there's an issue. Now, what about infectious disease? What about viruses like hepatitis? Hepatitis could irritate the liver. Hepatitis could cause liver cell death, could cause inflammation, and so your enzymes could be through the roof. Sometimes we see liver enzymes in the thousands with a hepatitis. Pretty scary stuff. Mono will inflame your liver, the flu. So you could have an infection that'll cause your liver to go up. Okay? Injury to the liver. Somebody punched you in the stomach. That could do it too. So as you can see, a variety of things can irritate the liver, and we want to make sure that the liver enzymes go down, go up, etc. I mean, don't go up. We'll also check for iron deposition. Iron deposition, like hereditary hemochromatosis. Iron deposition could also affect the liver. We don't like to mess with the liver. Even though the liver regenerates itself, we do. Now, they're not talking about coffee, espresso, cappuccino. They're not talking about whether any of those work. They're just talking coffee, okay? To me, all coffee tastes the same. I mean, unless I could add cream, sugar, and chocolate into it, I really can't drink it. They also aren't saying if the coffee can affect and help all parts of liver disease. Right now, what they did is they studied it in alcohol. But remember, just because the enzyme goes down, does that mean the liver's being protected? We can infer that the liver is being protected because the liver enzyme is on its way down. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the alcohol isn't hurting the liver. Okay? So just something to think about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have asked me about milk thistle. I got to admit, it blows my mind how milk thistle will actually lower liver enzymes. How many of you have kind of dabbled in that? Basically, you know, a lot of people will try to pass. Let's say, okay, they know they're going to have a test. They failed before because of the liver. Oh, and also we forgot medications can affect the liver, like cholesterol medications, etc. So we know that could too. But many of you, you want to pass your life insurance test or your health test, etc. So the big thing now is going to the milk thistle. Now, the milk thistle comes from a plant. And this plant, from what I understand, comes from, you know, the Mediterranean region. And, of course, it's packaged up. Like ginkgo biloba that we use for memory comes from Northern Europe. It gets packaged up, sent to the States. And I don't think we really understand why milk thistle works, but it's a plant that we have found that improves your liver enzymes. Okay? They think that the seed shell, all right, I guess it has flavonolignans. I don't know much about those. Silymarin, I guess, is the component. Has liver protective and regenerative properties. That's what they feel. They were studying this ever since the 50s. And they found that you could use milk thistle as a liver tonic. Now, could it treat cirrhosis, chronic hepatitis? We haven't seen any studies on that. If you get diagnosed with a hepatitis C, hepatitis B, no, we aren't seeing that. But we have shown, and one thing I've seen with my patients, is it definitely decreases your ALT, AST, liver function tests. All right? Now, I guess one trial looked at primary biliary cirrhosis. I also didn't talk about your biliary system causing your liver enzymes to go up. Any insult to your liver, or let's say gallstone impaction, where the gallbladder either has an infection or it tries to push out a gallstone, it gets stuck in the duct, you get back pressure in the liver, that could also raise your liver enzymes as well. Well, they did a study looking at primary biliary cirrhosis, which is kind of scarring of your biliary system. It could be pretty dangerous. And they did find that milk thistle did help, or the silymarin, so I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it, did help. Unfortunately, though, it was very difficult to have compliance with taking the medication. They're also trying to play around with diabetic nephropathy, kidney disease, to see if milk thistle can be helped as well. So, I don't know much about it. We don't have enough studies warranting people take it, but many of you that have been taking it, asking me to see if your liver looks better, you ain't lying. It's been working. Again, but we don't know the long-term effects of milk thistle. Could that cause liver disease in and of itself? We don't study it because there's not something out there that's pretty commonplace, that's pretty well-studied. Most of these preparations that you get over the counter could be of different amounts. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to talk about this toenail request by scientists in New Jersey. Apparently, people who live in Garfield near a Superfund site, we believe, have been exposed to hexavalent chromium, which is a known carcinogen. I guess it's been around for 30 years. Researchers from New York University want to check people's toenails to see if they've been exposed to dangerous levels of this chromium. The scientists say the toenails grow slowly and retain the chromium. Apparently, the metal was spilling out back in the 80s. Never fully cleaned up from what we understand from Fox News. Okay, guys, don't go away. Very interesting research on sex with dinosaurs and could salt lead to autoimmune diseases. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. No, that wasn't my second Pawn Stars that aired. I think the first Pawn Stars is playing some reruns. So I'll let you guys know when the second Pawn Stars airs that I'm in. So it's, but if you miss the first Pawn Stars, it's the Close But No Cigar episode. Really cool stuff. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I love Pawn Stars. I'm a huge fan. Love the History Channel. It's cool. I've been watching the Bible miniseries so diligently. They just are, you know, they're just doing a damn good job. It keeps your interest. Even my kids are watching. Now, speaking of history, I love dinosaurs. I think dinosaur history is pretty cool. I guess now they're saying a comet killed the dinosaurs as opposed to an asteroid. Okay, comets are smaller. I guess they're more inactive, and I'm not an astronomer. But people want to know, how did dinosaurs, especially with the spiky backs, make love? So dinosaur sex is always an interesting subject. I guess scientists think that they were, I guess, doing missionary position. And, you know, and I guess they used computers to figure this out. All right. Researchers say that in some species, the female spiky tail and back could have castrated the male. So instead, they did something like the missionary position. So they're talking about the Stegosaurus. And I'm sorry if any of your kids are in the minivan or in your trucks listening to this. But researchers have argued that the Stegosaurus, which had a stiff, spiky tail, the position could have been dangerous or even fatal. The females could not raise their tails because the bones at the top end were fused. Some species also had lethal spikes on their back, which would have been very impossible to get past. So, Heinrich Mallison, a scientist at the Museum of Natural History in Berlin, tested out the theory by designing computer models of Kentrosaurus. Now, Kentrosaurus was a cousin of Stegosaurus. And for some of you going, wait a second, computer models of sex? That's just porn for geeks. Yeah, I guess. But, you know, just because somebody really knows how to use a computer and knows how to do computer imagery of old dinosaur sex doesn't make them a geek. Remember, it makes them a scientist, okay? Using the software, apparently Heinrich found that males would have wrist castration from the deadly spikes on the female's hips if they tried to mount from behind. The prickly dinosaurs must have had sex another way. Perhaps the female laid down on her side and the male reared up the rest of his torso. Was that spooning? Is that what's called spooning? I don't know. I know pregnant people, we did that once. We talked about how pregnant people could have sex. I don't think I want to revisit that anytime soon unless, of course, you ask for it. Other species would have used different positions, like backing up into each other. I don't know if I really want to figure this out. I mean, didn't dinosaurs become extinct? What if it had nothing to do with the comet? What if it's because they were really kind of scared of each other? I mean, think about a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Who would have sex with a Tyrannosaurus Rex, for crying out flipping loud? And his hands were small. I mean, as I look at it, people, you know, the dinosaurs are probably like, oh, hell to the no. Nobody had sex, and they became extinct that way. I know scientists are trying to blame this whole comet thing just so they could then entertain us with this dinosaur sex, but I don't think dinosaurs had sex at all. I think they lived for many, many years on end. If anything did happen, it happened in their sleep. Some babies were born, and then they eventually died out. Okay, now we have a paleontologist weighing in on this, okay? Oh, wait a second. Apparently, you guys didn't know this, okay? They say women dinosaurs, female dinosaurs, had extremely long sex organs. Some of these long sex organs for women had grown several feet long. So, really? Or the male dinosaurs? I would say the male dinosaurs. I think this is a typo. The male dinosaurs grew a several foot long sexual appendage from what we understand. And I guess that was able to reach around dangerous spikes. I guess the armadillo has a very similar, I don't really know much about armadillo urology, but my guess is they figured it out. Porcupines had to figure it out too. So they say, John Long, professor of paleontology, thank heavens paleontologists are weighing in on this, right, because I'm not doing a damn good job, at Flinders University, Australia, said Australians are cool. They don't care. They'll study anything and, you know, make it fun. They say a 33-foot-long ankylosaurus with spikes and armor would have a 6-foot penis to bridge the gap when he got close to a female. Wow. That's huge. That's huge. Ankylosaurus. See, is that ankle? I guess ankylosaurus is a big ankles. Anyway, they thought the only way to resolve this issue would be fossil evidence, but remember, there are no bones in the male or female sexual organs. I know some of you use the term bone for a lot of jokes, etc., that have to do with sex, but there are no bones in the penis. We talked about penile fractures. One of you asked, well, then what's a penile fracture if there's no bone? It's the ligament being overly sprained. You got ligaments in there, people. Some of you hurt yourselves. And so a penis fracture, sometimes we use ice, we use rest, anti-inflammatories. I don't know of any casting procedures. I apologize. But no, no bones. Okay, we're not done. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many women get their ovaries ripped out when they get a hysterectomy, something I'm planning on doing. I cannot wait for my hysterectomy. And we'll probably air it when it happens. Cannot wait. But I don't get a hysterectomy anytime soon because thanks to Obamacare, my deductible is so damn high on my insurance. But researchers are saying, look, if you're going to be getting a hysterectomy, keep the ovaries. Why are you getting your ovaries taken out? If you have a choice, we find it better to keep the ovaries. Now, why are we taking our ovaries out? Tens of thousands of women each year take their ovaries out during a hysterectomy. Why? Because we don't want them to turn cancerous. Okay, we know ovaries still give off very low levels of hormone, but we could replace it with pills, right? Everything's about the pills. So if we're going to have the uterus taken out, why sit there and freak out that the ovaries could turn cancerous? So many of us women will say take it out. 22,000 women in the U.S. are diagnosed each year with ovarian cancer. 14,000 will die. That's a huge number. Those of us that are BRCA gene positive, family history positive, gene mutations will get it. And so, but what they're saying is most of the women taking the ovaries out are not high risk, according to Dr. William Parker. He is a gynecologist and clinical professor at UCLA. I don't know if he's married, don't know if he's single, ladies, but I'm sure he makes some good money. He said there may be some utility of the ovaries even after the childbearing years. Now, ovaries technically shut down, but I believe they still give off just that little bit of estrogen. So what they did is they looked at women who kept the ovaries, and they looked at those who kept the ovaries and who died. They said 16% of those that took the ovaries out still died of something. And 13% of three patients who took out the ovary or who decided to take out the ovaries or left them in, still died anyway. So you're going to die, I guess that's what they're saying. Usually heart disease, cancer. So just because you're taking out the ovaries doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get ovarian cancer. Now, somebody like me already had a tumor on my ovary, and I have to go in and get looked at all the time. And for those of you that aren't familiar with how to look at an ovary, we use a transvaginal ultrasound. You thought the story on the dinosaur penises was frightening. You haven't seen the transvaginal ultrasound probe. We're talking dinosauropolis type of size. And so as far as I'm concerned, I don't really want the probing anymore. Take the ovaries out. I don't care. But, you know, for many of you, if you don't need to have the ovarian surgery, they're saying you may not need to do it. Now, again, we are going into the years of the Obamacare, and anything to save money is going to be brought up in great detail. Earlier in the show, in the first hour, we talked about how they're now recommending less blood pressure screens. So just, you know, keep in mind, look at your risk factors, talk to your doctor, and you make the decision. Don't let a researcher, don't let the government make that decision. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Always love to communicate with you all, get you the latest and the greatest of news. And it's always nice to connect after the show. I'm only on air 3 hours a day, 16 hours a week with Saturday. It's just not enough to talk to you guys. I miss you. I really do. So any way I could communicate with you off air is always awesome. No, I'm not lonely. It's just, it's cool. I love doing what I do. I'm a workaholic. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. I really, really need your help. My fiance, she has the Mirena, and I've heard it leads to these cysts, these pus-filled sacs that are in between the thighs. She has them prominently, like an infestation of them located on her rectal area. And these things have been reoccurring. They come at a rate, like, unbelievably, and some of these things get almost the size of a golf ball. And I would really like to know if there's a cure for this type of skin reaction or whatever's going on with her, if it is really related to her Mirena, her birth control, what steps we should take, whether or not we should really get her off the Mirena. It's really important to me. I'd really like to find her some help. She's uninsured, and I'm going to be paying out of pocket for this. I would really just like the best advice you could offer me.
No, that's, oh, okay, wow. Okay, we gotta, there's a few things I want to say on that. Okay, Mirena IUDs is the IUD, one of our favorite IUDs. You put it in for 5 years, gives you a little bit of progesterone. It is known to cause acne. It is. Okay, just like the Depo-Provera shot. I remember my friends in college getting the big whopping dose of Depo-Provera, and they would get pimples. But what you're describing, and many men have this too, where they get these boils under their arms or in the groin area, whether they're blackheads or bumps or sores or pimples, etc., and they keep coming back. And I'm thinking what you're describing is something called hidradenitis suppurativa, which is this chronic inflammation where you just have this recurrent, deep, very severe form of acne. They actually cause it acne inversa because it really goes deep as opposed to going up and out. And the groin and armpits are very big areas for this. Now, when we see hidradenitis suppurativa, it's not that we think you're dirty or anything. This is something where your body decides to just be affected more by these oil glands, and the more they get blocked, the more they fester. Sometimes we'll even do surgery. Sometimes antibiotics don't hit it. Now, being female sometimes puts you more at risk for this than male. And it does seem to affect people when they start becoming middle age. So this could just be you know, she has a genetic tendency, or she just luck of the draw started to get this, and it has nothing to do with the Mirena at all. And so where this gets dangerous is these infections can actually cause tracks, and they could actually make tunnels underneath the skin. So we use antibiotics, we use acne medicine. You hurt, you swell, it makes pain, obviously uncomfortable. So we'll sometimes use anti-inflammatories. I've even seen people use steroids. We've even had doctors use steroids to decrease. You know, some of you for your acne got steroid treatments. Remember when your doctor would shoot your face with some steroid when you had acne? Because it would decrease inflammation. Not always is acne bacterial. Sometimes, or it could be started by bacterial, but the inflammatory response is what makes the pus and the whiteheads, etc. So sometimes they'll use steroids. You always worry that steroids can make the acne worse. That's how I know boys are using steroids, because they have horrible back acne. So steroids could also cause more acne. But sometimes when you're having this type of snowball effect down there, we'll use steroids. Sometimes we'll just surgically remove the areas, surgically remove those sebaceous glands, use skin flaps, skin grafting, etc., if incision and drainage doesn't seem to work. Now, some of you have told me you've used zinc salt. Zinc gluconate, maybe? I don't know much about it, but you said zinc salt helped you with inflammation. I always like recommending Colgate toothpaste. I think Colgate toothpaste does a good job, the big white type of toothpaste, but it sounds to me like she has that now. What could be predisposing her? Could a Mirena IUD predispose you? Unlikely, but I had a lady where we decided to take out an IUD, her IUD, because she was just having frequent herpes outbreaks, and the outbreak stopped. It was like something just didn't jive with her system with the IUD. She had been married, hadn't had herpes in probably 10 years. All of a sudden, you know, ever since the IUD, she kept getting frequent outbreaks. She said she didn't like the IUD anyway. She wanted it taken out. We took out the IUD, and the herpes outbreaks went away. So I would say, though, take out the Mirena as a last resort, because Mirenas are expensive. I think they cost a grand. And so if you end up, you know, having put that kind of money in, take it out, and she still has the Hidradenitis suppurativa, you'd be pretty ticked that you took it out. But it is definitely something to think about. Keep me posted on that. She probably needs, though, a really good dermatologist. God bless you for paying for her medical bills. But I would probably have her see a dermatologist for that type of thing. Now, also remember, it could be staph. Staph infections love to fester in the groin and the armpit area. If it is the staph, you need to get that treated. And I don't want you touching her and getting staph and then giving it back. So that's another issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of interesting. They say 4 in 10 babies are given solid foods too early. They say people are starting to give solid foods to these babies too early. I thought I've explained it in detail when I talk to my pediatric patients and parents. I thought pediatricians have been doing a good job. But I guess we really don't want cereal in the diet until the baby is at least 4 to 6 months, because we don't think their stomach can handle it. Their stomachs were designed for breast milk, but apparently many people are starting it early. One reason is these kids don't go to bed and they don't go to sleep, so parents think they're hungry. So if you fill them up, that was an old wives' tale, add cereal to the milk and the kids will sleep better. And some wives were proven right with that. Once we added cereal to my kid's bottle, right, once I couldn't breastfeed anymore, damn, the kid slept. I mean, it worked, but I didn't want to add it too early, by no means. So apparently what they did is they looked at 1,300 women, and they found that, I guess, 40% of mothers introduced solid foods before their infants were 4 months old. Solid foods could cause obesity, celiac disease, diabetes, even eczema, according to some of these studies. Now, is it because women aren't breastfeeding? And they finish breastfeeding, so they go to formula, and they don't think the formula is doing it. You know, babies will act hungry, but it doesn't mean they are. A lot of times we like to feed the baby slow because their minds are bigger than their body. So babies will suck and suck and suck on the bottle, but it doesn't mean they're hungry. You know, when you go to a buffet, you see all the food, and you're like, oh my gosh, and you eat fast. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, whoa. Because before your body felt full, you kept eating. That's sometimes what these babies are doing. Now, mind you, okay, I mean, once I had my own kids, I realized what I teach you from a textbook is way different than real life. But I did notice that if I gave my kids a break and did frequent burping, same thing with the grandkids, people, you give them a little bit of a break, let them burp, then you end up having them gorge less. And I notice less colic, less gas. And in my house, woo, we got too much gas. So, you know, I was for that. So, slower, more frequent feeds. All right, guys, don't go away. I'm going to talk about the next hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.